And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. And that Luke Helder kid, the one they popped for those pipe bombs, they just were parading him in. They brought him in from someone. They were leading him from the jail into the car. Did you get a look at his face? Boy, what an idiot he looks like. He's got the big stupid grin, and the cop, the FBI agent's looking back, yeah, how you doing, Luke? He's smiling like he hasn't got 14 cents worth of brains. He's like some dumbass you see propped up on one of them horsies in front of the supermarket, you know. Oh, put another quarter in, Luke? Yeah, okay. What is it with you anyway, huh? What's with the grin? Do you realize you're going away for a long time? Yeah. Well, all right, geez, just forget it. Hey, by the way, did I hear that he was stopped like three or four times? Is this the same story as like McVeigh? How many times was McVeigh stopped? Wasn't he stopped once or twice before one of the troopers finally said, okay, wait a second, 2 and 2 equals 4, get out of the car, put your hands on top of the hood, you're busted. Well, this kid was stopped by a Nebraska trooper, an Oklahoma trooper. He was sweating, he was wetting himself, have a nice day. You know, just here's your license back, sir. Please try to be, you know, maintain the speed. Just keep it under 120, all right? All right. This guy looks like Alfred E. Newman. See, here's the thing about these homegrown terrorists, if you want to call them that. And I don't know whether this is the point of pride or whether this is a point of departure for America from the rest of the world. We are different, and nothing proves it more than the fact that the people that we have who are labeled, quote, domestic terrorists are mental cases. I mean, there's Hamas and Hezbollah isn't run by some of the most fruity bastards that ever walked the face of the earth, but they do operate from some kind of a political manifesto. Not in America, they don't. These guys are lone wolves. Did you read this rambling thing the guy sent to, or he left in the mailbox? He left a note with the bombs. It's the stupidest. I can't even, it just doesn't make any sense. Have you got it? I mean, this wouldn't even make good radio to read it on the air. It's the ramblings of some guy. You know what it's called? It's called glue. All right? It's called paint. It's called huffing your dad's Bactine. I can't even read the guy's idiotic stuff. Huh? All right, well, here it is. Mailboxes are exploding. Why, you ask? Attention, people. You do things because you can and want (parentheses desire to). If the government controls what you want to do, they control what you can do. If you are under the impression that death exists and you fear it, you do anything to avoid it. This is the same way pain operates. Naturally, we strive to avoid negative emotion pain. You allow yourself to fear death. World authorities allowed and still allow you to fear death. In avoiding death, you're forced to conform. If you fail to conform, you suffer mentally and physically. Our world powers utilize... Oh, get out of here, will ya? Let me have a drag on that freaking thing, man, before you toss it out the window. What are you smoking the daily newspaper now? Look, Ace, you ain't got nothing to say to anybody, okay? The only thing you got to say is to the prison psychiatrist. You know, he's going to want to have a lot to talk to you about. Don't you understand? It's the world machine. And, this is the same thing Kaczynski. Wasn't he against all machinery? Yeah, by the looks of it, even electric toothbrushes, just everything that guy didn't want. Blow dryers, he was also off his list. Any kind of machine that, you know, he didn't dig. Showers, portable toilets. Now this guy is, and he's grinning, and, you know, this is the American terrorist, a grinning moron. A grinning moron from the heartland. Everybody talks about how California's full of all the nuts. Let me tell you something. Ed Gein, the guy who carved up all those women, the guy they made the movie Psycho out of, Wisconsin. Jeffrey Dahmer, the guy, you know who he is, Wisconsin. This fruitcake, Minnesota. Charles Starkweather, Nebraska. These guys come right out of the heartland, ready for action, man. They got a tank full of gas, some dumb girlfriend. They got a hair pick stuck in the back of their ducktail, and they're waiting to rock and roll. 14 pounds of Vaseline on that duck ass. Hey, by the way, why don't we just lay Wisconsin on Arafat? There, you want a Palestinian homeland? That's it. There it is. All right, cheese eaters, move out. Lay it on him. You want a homeland? Come on over, babe. We got plenty of room. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We are going to feature this hour a roundtable discussion between Harvey Weierman, who is an attorney at law and does legal reporting for our program, and a high school student from the local Southern California area, R.C. Collins. And they're going to be discussing and debating one of today's major issues, which, of course, is this issue of Luke Helder and these pipe bombs. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes here on the Phil Hendry Show. But first, let's go to our phones. Julius, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, sir. I think your stuff is brilliant. And I have to ask you a quick question. Were you a sort of a fan of Bob and Ray?
Well, I don't really know their work. They were in New York, right?
They were in New York, and they did some of the most fabulous impersonations on the air that were just brilliant. And when I first tuned into your show, it was probably a year ago, I thought this smacks of Bob and Ray, and it's radio brilliance.
Oh, thanks.
And I love it. I love the concept, and I just wanted to. I feel very flattered to be able to on the air say thank you for your creativity. It's
thank
rare.
You.
I don't. I have not.
Okay, I'm beginning to. It's kind of just a little bit is starting to gag up into my throat. Here is Raymond on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Your characterization there of. Every young man should have an automobile.
I was just
wasn't there
that
a
last
thing
caller I was
going to
just
GM, good for the country. I mean, it just seems that.
Which unless, say that again, sir?
There used to be a saying in the 1960s when GM used to sponsor public television, and they used to sponsor TV like the opera and stuff like that. They used to say, "What's good for General Motors is good for the country." And it seems that the automobile.
Right. That's beautiful. Okay.
It just seems that the automobile has worked its way into that young men. I can concur, even though it's a characterization, that they don't feel that they're a man.
John in Miami, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. John in Miami, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yeah, man. I just called you because you said.
Turn your radio down for me, please.
Hello?
Would you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I just called to remind you that it was the Jews who tortured, raped with a broomstick, and finally killed in a hideous way Jesus Christ. Not the Palestinians.
Raped with a broomstick? You sure you aren't thinking of something you went through?
I don't know about that. That's something you might have gone through, but I know.
No, I remember that.
History, that they
didn't even
Jesus
have brooms
Christ,
back then.
They urinated
they
on him. They killed him. They stabbed him.
Yeah,
kids
sure.
threw rocks at him.
Bull crap. Yeah, total
that's
bull
history,
crap.
Man.
No, it ain't.
That's history.
No, it isn't.
That's why the Holocaust
that's your hallucination,
was,
man.
Was all about.
Go huff
it
some more
payback,
Glade, man.
Baby.
Come up with
it
some
was
new
payback
stuff.
For what?
Go
for
huff
what they
more
did
Glade.
To,
go sniff more
Jesus
paint.
Jesus Christ, Jack.
Yeah,
it
all right. Heil
payback,
Hitler. Heil Hitler,
right?
Asshole.
It was payback.
Heil Hitler. Okay.
Payback.
Okay. Whatever.
Hey,
you got it?
Man.
Yeah, you're dull. We had to edit out my a-hole comment, did we? Thank you. Here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling from New York. Just want to say you're a breath of fresh air. I caught you on a Connecticut station that I listened to, and I was taken in once. I thought you were, I had to call, put you back on the next night. I said, who the hell is this guy? And then I realized what you were doing. And,
okay, thanks.
It's really good.
That was a pure talk radio moment. Nothing speaks more to the essence of this medium than that. Thank you, pal. It was good of you. You know what? The guy got to the point, said what he wanted to say, and he hung up. Only God, I wish more people would do that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Time now for Legal Roundtable, and we want to welcome on Harvey Wyman, attorney at law. He is a man we've had on our program before to talk about legal issues. But, Harvey, I wanted to have you on to do something a little bit different, and that's to speak to a young person from the local high school community about issues in the news.
Well, I'm very happy to be able to do it, Phil. I think it's a breath of fresh air and a wonderful thing that you're doing.
All right, and I realize that you are... Are you experiencing a medical malady of some kind?
You know, Mr. Henry, it's fine. And I'd rather you not point it up.
I'm sorry?
I'd rather that you not point it up.
All right. I forgive me, okay?
It's all right. It's all right.
All right. 1-800-449-8666 is our number. But before we do that, we want to bring on our first topic of discussion. And we'd like to bring on the young man who will be talking with you, Harvey, and debating you a little bit. He's from a local high school, Chatsworth High. His name is R.C. Collins.
Hello, R.C.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wyman.
How are you?
I'm good, sir.
All right. Our first discussion here tonight is something that's very much in the news, Harvey and R.C. And R.C., in fact, you suggested this to be the topic. And let me see. You wrote it down here. Is pipe bombs all that bad? So with that topic, you go right ahead, R.C.
Thank you. First of all...
I'm sorry, what did he say?
What?
Well, do you want me to...
No, hold on. What is the name of it?
Is pipe bombs all that bad?
Is pipe bombs... Would it be our pipe bombs?
I'm sorry, yeah, our pipe bombs.
I don't understand. Are we going to debate whether they're bad or not?
If I may, sir.
Are we going to debate... If they're bad or not?
If I may...
Hold on, son. I'm talking to the host of the show. Is he there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right. Am I going to debate with this young man whether pipe bombs are bad?
I want to get his perspective and then get yours.
Well, I can tell you right now what my perspective would be on something like that.
Excuse me, sir, but I do believe I have the floor.
Would you, for just 5 seconds, son, be quiet. Is the host there?
I'm right here.
All right, well, then answer my question, please. Am I going to debate with this kid, is pipe bombs all that bad? Is that what you want me to do?
I want him to give his perspective, and then you give yours.
All right, Mr. Henry, you know, I'm happy to come on the program and talk to these young people, but...
Just let him give his perspective.
Well, I think you need to title it something different.
No, I sent it in because I have a reason.
All right, well, let's listen to what his reason is.
You got a reason, huh? You got a reason?
Could I ask you a question, sir, and I don't mean any disrespect.
What?
Why do you go... I don't understand it.
Well, hold on for a minute. He has a...
I've got a problem with... I have a phlegm problem. I have a thick wad of cheese-like phlegm in my throat.
Jesus!
That, well, would you ask... Is the host there?
Yes.
Would you ask him to watch his language?
Young man...
No, but he said he had cheese lodged in it.
I said I had cheese lodged.
Okay, look, guys.
I said I have cheese lodged in my throat.
Yeah?
When you say I've got cheese lodged in it, it sounds like it's some other area.
All right, forget about that. Go ahead, R.C.
All right. What kind of cheese?
All right, Mr. Henry is the host.
Yeah, I'm here. Forget about what kind of cheese, okay?
Where did you think you had it lodged?
All right, see
you. No, just never mind and let's go, okay?
Gouda?
All right, I'm gonna...
Don't hang up. Forget it.
Mr. Henry, I'm on your program this evening to talk on the subject, is pipe bombs all that bad? I go to Chatsworth High. I'm a junior, and even though I realize that in many ways... I'm not mature. I believe that I have some, you know, view on this. And the thing that I think that's most important is to know, for a lot of adults what may not know it, is it, excuse me?
What? Were you clearing your throat?
Yes, what's wrong?
Well, it threw me off a little bit.
I happen to have the phlegm. I don't know.
Just go ahead.
Okay, are you going to keep doing that?
I've got a phlegm problem.
Go ahead, kid.
Now I got to start all over again.
Holy Jesus.
All right, come on. Just start and then get through, okay?
Mr. Wyman, sir.
What?
I would ask you respectfully to get the cheese cleaned out before...
I see. He's purposely trying to make it sound like I take it up the poop deck. And what I'm...
Come on!
I don't have cheese up there, the way he put it.
You need a cheese grater?
All right, I'm hanging up.
No, come on, please. Just shut up, kid, and do your thing, and then we'll hear from Mr. Wireman.
God.
Go ahead, kid, because I swear to God, I'm ready to go.
Okay. I think that as young people, when we drive down a street and we see a mailbox, naturally, we want to take a baseball bat to it. And a lot of us put in a cherry bomb, too. One time, me and Chris Sorensen, we shoved a cherry bomb up a cat's ass.
Okay, hold on for just a second. I think that...
Holy Christ. So that kid just said he was cruel to an animal. Is that what you said?
No, I was kidding about that.
Well, where are you putting cherry bombs?
We put one in the toilet at school. We didn't pull one up a cat.
Go ahead.
Okay. It proves that young people like to blow stuff up. Now you,
Harvey.
That's it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. What do you want? You want a farewell to the nation?
You know, if I may say, you're a real smartass, aren't you?
My dad's a lawyer, too.
Yeah, well, that's too bad for him. Now, here's my...
What's that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. My viewpoint is this, if I may say.
This is going to take a while.
I just want to say what I'm going to say.
At least I don't have cheese in my ass.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Please don't hang...
No, I'm going.
Did he hang up?
I don't think so. Harvey.
What?
You didn't hang up.
Oh.
Just get on here and talk about it, will you?
What I'm going to say is this. I was asked by this radio program to come on and debate topics with high school students.
How's it feel?
Never mind. And so I would say, this topic is pipe bombs all that bad. Is the dumbass topic of the century. I came on this program to debate the news and to talk with young people about the issues affecting them. I didn't know that I'd be brought on your program, Mr. Henry, to talk to some dumbass from the Valley who doesn't even have proper grammar, because I just got the facts of his comments. Is pipe bombs all that bad? And then he goes on to compare it to shoving a cherry bomb in a toilet at school. So I think that this entire thing's an embarrassment to me. The entire thing's an embarrassment to your program. The entire thing is... What's that?
Nothing.
And the entire thing, I think, should be absolutely put away from public discussion. Of course pipe bombs are bad.
If you put a pipe bomb in your ass, you'd clear that cheese out.
All right. I'm leaving now.
Please don't hang up.
No, please don't hang up. But you let the kid beat the crap out of me. He's bending me over in the shower and giving it to me in front of all your listeners.
Look at Harvey.
Don't look at Harvey, me.
Pipe bomb to clear you out.
Yeah, you see that?
All right, well, look at I would say that it...
What's he doing?
What? I wanted to debate.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Congratulations on...
Yeah, congratulations, Phil. Congratulations on flushing the last 15 minutes of your show down the toilet. You know, I've listened to... What is that?
What are you doing?
Did I say? 1-800-449-8686.
I'm leaving.
Chicken.
Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
One of the great things about having a talk show, whether it's radio or television, is pretending like you know something. And I would love to get a TV shot on Fox. I want to make it known now. I recognize that in the past, the Fox Television Network has expressed some level of interest in the Phil Hendry Show. Well, here's what I'd like. I'd like to sit there on your soundstage, on the Fox Television soundstage, in a tie, with my hair newly coiffed, and just go, no, wait just a second, you dumbass! You told me! And have some poor, you know, slob from the Middle East sitting there, and I just jump all over him. This is great. That's what I want to do. Or have some former federal prosecutor, preferably a female, and no, wait a minute, Mrs. Johnson, isn't it true? And sort of wag my finger and pretend I'm an advocate for the public. I want to do that. I want to do it. I want to. I don't want to write a sitcom for NBC. I want a show on Fox. Sit there for an hour, 60 minutes a day. What a beautiful thing. And I could mug for the camera. You guys should see me on Dinner and a Movie on TBS, June 17th. I'll be on TBS with the great crew from Dinner and a Movie. And I had a lot of fun on that show. And I think the movie will be Major League, but I was co-host with these guys, or I was their guest, I should say, with the guys from Dinner and a Movie. And watch that, and tell me I ain't photogenic. Tell me I ain't got a kisser for television. I ain't? You're right. Actually, I got a fat-looking face, but I think at times I can be animate. Or animated. So I want to do that. I get on that thing, lay it in, man. Be a really beautiful thing. All right, speaking of the news, Cardinal Law, who's the guy from Boston, he said that he doesn't have any or didn't have any moral authority to turn those priests over to the police. Now, what does that mean? Here's what it means. It means that for the longest time, churches, which have more religion and more freedom in America than any other church, any religion that's ever been in any country, these guys now think that they're sort of above and beyond legal, review. So this is the Bishop of Boston who said he didn't think he had any moral duty to turn a child molesting priest over the cops. Now, does that prove once and for all how out to lunch, how not only stupid, but how completely removed from mainstream reality these guys are? Oh, you don't. You don't have any moral duty, huh? Let's get one thing straight, Padre. Just so you know, and I like to say this every time I talk about the Catholic Church so everybody knows that I ain't just talking through my rear end. I used to be a Catholic. But I'm better now, to quote my main man, Stan Laurel. One thing straight, Father. You guys, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, you got a priest that molests a kid, you turn him over to a cop. That's what you do. You don't move him off to vacation spots like Hyannis. You don't transfer him across the country to some other place where he can molest more kids. You don't have him go see the church counselor, okay? You put that guy in the back of a radio car. That's where he goes. Because even though you got a little bit of a religion thing going here and there ain't no taxation and it's kind of a separation of church and state thing, you know what? There's a few laws that you guys got to follow around here. That's one of them. You don't get to molest kids. I don't care if you are a cardinal or whatever the hell that is. I'm an Atlanta Brave. What do you think of that? I got to bust out old jokes like that just to get through to you? Cardinal? Hi, I'm a cardinal. I wear that funny-looking hat with the big pointed thing, and I'm a prince of the church, and I just went over to Rome, and I did a little sightseeing, hit the pizzeria, listened to what the old man had to say. Now I'm back in town, and guess what? I got the same stupid attitude I had before I left. I don't have to do anything. I'm a priest of God. I'm a member of the Catholic faith. I'm a cardinal. I'm a prince of the church. Screw all of you. Guess what, pal? You're going to find yourself on the receiving end of a lawsuit that is going to absolutely bankrupt whatever it is you think you got. What is that, a diocese? I don't know You're going to have no money left. You'll have no money. One of the things the Catholic Church has got, especially in America, it's dough. Lots of dough in the L.A. diocese, plenty of bread over there in Boston. They got all kinds of change in Chicago. They got more Catholics over there. They got more Polish and Ukrainian and Italian. Jeez. I think that's the biggest Catholic diocese they're going, and they're loaded. Guess what? Say goodbye to your money. When they get done with the civil action on this thing, the Catholic Church in the United States of America is going to be bankrupt. Bankrupt. As of 10, 15 years ago, the insurance companies won't even insure the Catholic Church against these child molestation claims. You don't got no insurance, man. Now you ain't going to have any money either. You want to know why this is so cool that I'm doing this? Because there ain't a Catholic that disagrees with me. There ain't a one. There can't be any priest out there that disagrees with me. Look, I don't even want to hear from anybody that disagrees with me. I don't want to talk to anybody that disagrees with me. I don't even want to talk to anybody calling in. I just want to get this off my chest once and for all. When this clown comes walking down that hallway, he's going to be deposed in this civil lawsuit, and he says, oh, I got no moral duty to turn these guys over to the cops. Are you mentally deranged or something? Yeah, you do. And you're going to do it. Or maybe what we'll just do is we'll throw you in jail. Now, here's the thing that's going on. I don't know whether you know this or not. There's a thing called a RICO statutes. Did I mention this the other day? RICO is Racketeer Influence Corrupt Organization. These statutes govern corrupt organizations that are racketeer influenced. Basically, what that means is they use these statutes to go after the mafia. Well, guess who they're going after now with RICO statutes? The L.A. Archdiocese. Racketeer-influenced corrupt organization. Now, I don't think they'll be able to make that stick because they have to prove that the Diocese of Los Angeles is a criminal enterprise that is engaged in criminal activity, and at the top of the ladder there is Mahoney. But what they can prove is that there was a criminal conspiracy to cover up criminal activity. Now you got yourself a problem, Charlie. Now, if you don't think this stuff isn't pissing some people off and getting people thinking along those lines, don't be surprised you're going to see some of these guys behind bars. And I'm not just talking about the guy that did the molesting. I'm talking about this guy Law. I'm talking about any one of these guys that thinks it's some kind of a joke. They think it's kind of funny. They think it's a little intrusive. They blow people off with a wave of their hand and a wave of their little round, funny-looking hat. And you know what? It's none of your business because what we're going to do here is we'll just take care of it in-house and blow it out your ass. Well, guess what, Padre? You're going to go to jail. Any court finds that these guys have been involved in a conspiracy to cover up criminal activity, you're going to go to jail. You'll have to cut a deal, maybe. Maybe they'll defrock your ass. I don't know what they'll do. But you ain't going to look too good when all is said and done. You guys had better do a house cleaning, and I ain't kidding you. You better do it now. I ain't seen people pissed like this since, I don't know when, man. Since they moved me to afternoon drive in L.A. I mean, it was same kind of outrage. Just, what's this crap? Henry on the radio in the afternoon, Cardinal Law, it's all the same baloney, flush it. They're going to put some of these guys away. They're going to put away. How about if they jail the Pope? I think that might solve the problem. Just put the Pope in jail, and I'll feel good about all of it. What do I mean? The Pope, he's a fine guy. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, that last series of comments I made about the Catholic Church was met with overwhelming silence from the audience. That was great. And it was really great. I said it, and nothing happened on the phones. That's cool. That really is. That's fine. I just thought it was, you know, Cardinal Law and the RICO statutes, you guys are going to jail! And the phones just...
Cricket, cricket.
Okay, here's an ad that was taken out, by the way. That's it, you know. Go ahead, you got it? And I'll tell you something right now, that I think Cardinal Law ought to rot in jail in his own filth. All right, thank you. Now, moving along. So here's an ad in the L.A. Times today. It's probably in a lot of newspapers. The National Latino Media Council commends and congratulates ABC for airing the dynamic George Lopez. We urge you to renew the series for the fall season so that the nation can laugh along with us. Signed, Esteban Torres, Chair. Also, the Cuban-American National Foundation, League of United Latin American Citizens, Mexican-American Grocers Association, Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, National Association of Hispanic Publications, National Association of Latino Elected Officials, National Association of Latino Independent Producers, National Council of La Raza, National Hispanic Media Coalition, National Puerto Rican Coalition, Nosotros, Puerto Rican Legal Defenses and Education Fund. And right there in the middle of it is the Mexican-American Grocers Association. So you got lawyers, you got producers, you got, and then there's this guy, you know, oiling the cukes. And we, you know, it's pretty good too, baby. What it doesn't say is the National Latino Media Council commends and congratulates, and if you don't renew the show, we're going to make life hell on living earth for you. You'll see our faces shoved out in front of your studio with a big picket signs, you racist bastards. The National Latino Media Council would like to inform ABC that if they don't renew the George Lopez show, that they're fascist, racist scum. Thank you so very deeply. Signed, the Mexican Grocers Association. Anybody seen the George Lopez show? Well, let me tell you what it's about. It's about how a Mexican guy can have a family, and they're all very healthy, and he's a good father, and it's the funny, wacky stuff that he does. He's a Mexican-American. He gets into that thing. That's the George Lopez show. Then we're going to have the Joe Fung show next year, and that's the Koreans. They can do it solid, too. The Chinese. The thing, God, Ralph Cramden, you're the guy to blame for all of this. It was Ralph Cramden and the Honeymooners that started the whole working class thing, that Irish Mick Gleason. Then along came that nutcase with her Cuban husband, and then the whole thing just crescendoed. The National Dyke Council commends ABC or whoever the hell it was for putting Ellen on, but we also would like to commend them for taking her off. The National Lesbian Coalition is very happy to know that the Rosie O'Donnell show was on the air, but also taken off the air. That's what I'd like to see. The National Latino Media Council would like to ask ABC to pull the George Lopez show because it blows. How about that? They're never going to do that. I bet you the show could be a stiff on wheels. The National, you know, it could be the least funny thing that has ever been thrown down the garbage chute by the networks in the last 40 years. National, Latino Media Council, the George Lopez show, it sucks. Well, you know, it's... Do you think they could get away with hiring a Caucasian actor and call him Bob Ramirez and just put one over on the whole Latin community? My wife... Last name is Sanchez. She's a blonde. She's a blonde. Now, I'm telling you, she's a natural blonde. She's a natural redhead. Okay? And if I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times. Oh, are you Miss Sanchez? Yes, I am. Well, naturally, I thought you were dark and short with a flat ass and swarthy and... Imagine that. You're beautiful. I mean, they might as well say that. Are you Miss Sanchez? See, my wife's family is from New Mexico, and the New Mexicans are a people primarily descended from Spaniards, not really descended directly from the Mexican folks. They're more or less a lot of landed gentry from Spain. And so there are a lot of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people with Hispanic last names in New Mexico. And my wife's family, at least her mother's side, came from there. And so there she is with her red hair and her green eyes, and her last name is Sanchez. And so people, when we meet, excuse me, you're not Miss Sanchez, are you? Well, yes, I am. There must be some mistake. You're not. Do you have any weird Inca Mongoloid blood in you? Are you, you know? Mr. Hendry, I was led to believe that your wife is Incan. Why is she white? What do you mean, why is she white? Well, the name Sanchez, naturally, I assume. Naturally, you assume. Well, quit assuming. You make an ass out of you and me. Remember what the nun used to say? Well, naturally, I thought she wasn't an albino, for God's sake. When I was in Fiji, I saw an albino Fijian, and it was rough. I mean, it was. It's just I felt bad for the guy, because everybody down there is black, and here's this blonde guy hanging around with the Hawaiian shirt, and he's playing, like, you know, ukulele tunes in the hotels. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, that is the, and I think that you could do it. I think you could just, I could go on with this face, this Mick face of mine, and say, hi, I'm Phil Ramirez. What are you going to do about it? You going to tell me I'm not Hispanic? What, are you going to start checking my pedigree now? You going to find out where my people are from? You going to find out what part of the country they're from? Find out whether they're, how do you know, huh? Hey, he's got dark hair, dark eyes, got to be a Mexican. Well, guess what? We're going to start the George Lopez show next year, and he's going to wear a blonde fright wig. It's like a gay guy who doesn't swish. It's like a black guy that doesn't tap dance. Maybe there's some Mexicans that don't have black hair. How come Ray Romano's got an ad for his show just above that, and there's nothing there from the National WAP Council saying, hey, this is great, man. Another guinea. He got a TV show. All right. Ray Romano. Man, if that ain't an Italian, and I don't see nothing there from the Italian-American Knights of Columbus, you know, Friends of Christopher Columbus organization, saying what a solid cat he is. Let me tell you something. First Sopranos, and now this. Look, if the George Lopez show is funny, it'll stay on the air. If it bites, well, and from what I hear, yeah, I wouldn't be holding out any hope. If it's a great show, you're a solid National Latino Media. If the show bites, I ain't hearing anything too good about it. That's the truth. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. Don't forget our website, philhendrieshow.com. You can have a backstage pass for only $6.95 a month. And I'll tell you what. Hey, by the way, if that George Lopez show sucks bad enough, he'll be oiling cukes for the Mexican-American Grocers Association. So just, in case you missed the first ever Phil Hendry Show webcast a few months back, we've got it archived on our site for you to enjoy. The only way that you can watch this, though, is to get a backstage pass. You can get our webcast archive, audio archives. We've just added more clips today from some of the earlier generations of the Phil Hendry Show. We have our Listen Live line, so you can listen to the show on demand anytime, day or night. 30-day archive. Hear any show from the past 30 days. You can listen to it in its entirety whenever you want. And so much more. Go to our souvenir shop. We have for you, your perusal, our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts. And we're going to have more merchandise in the Phil Hendry Show store in the souvenir shop very, very soon. Again, you can pick up our Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2001 CD. It's called Bring It. Every year we do a Best of CD. And this year, like previous years, all the money goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And what you do is you just, you know, go online, man, pick it up. It's only $20, $350 shipping and handling. And all of the money, and I mean all of it, none of the money goes to me. It all goes to My Friend's Place. And you can enjoy some of the best stuff of the year 2001. If you don't have a computer, if you just you just don't want to be bothered, you can call 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445 to pick up a Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. And for some of my friends who are in the radio business and other businesses that will be unmentioned, will you quit calling me and saying, how can I get one of your CDs? Go on the website, click on the link, and buy it. If you're calling me up and thinking I'm going to give you one for free, it isn't going to happen, not in a month of Sundays, Charlie. The George Lopez Show will be on another 20 years before I'll ever do that. So just go on the link and hook onto the thing and grab your thing and buy the bloody thing, and it'll be benefiting our great, great friends at My Friend's Place. 1-800-449-8686.